AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday post Blue State Ball. And what a good time that we did have. Howdy, hi. Matt Brett here today. What an amazing Blue State Ball. That was a lot of fun. And in case we really couldn't say anything prior because we couldn't confirm definitively. We've learned our lesson. You don't promise a person's going to be there, and then all of a sudden things happen.
Yeah, that gets you trouble.
So it was Amy Klobuchar, the Senator Amy Klobuchar, was our special secret guest that we had there, it was a great time. Everyone had a blast out there.
That's my third one, and I'd say that's easily the best one I've been to. Granted, it's a small sample size, but that was a fun Blue State Ball.
That was, and I, Gary from Minneapolis dancing at the end. That was about as good as it gets.
Hunter has a tremendous video of him doing the little belly bump with Eric. And then you come out on the end and point at the camera. It's perfect. We got to get that pointed.
Well, I got my own video, too, of him doing the jump spins in the air. I was wondering if Erin Murphy, who's running DFL candidate, running for governor, she's a registered nurse. Is she still around? Can we have her, have her on standby, Fantastic.
Gary is a tremendous dancer, I have to admit.
I want to make sure everyone understands. Gary pulled out a series of pictures of his artwork he paints. He's actually amazingly talented.
Oh, I got a couple from him. Yeah, those are really good pictures.
And I just, it's sometimes, when you get to know that person, you get amazed by them. And Gary, I got to tell you the truth. Gary somewhat amazes me because that was, his art is pretty. I'm going to buy a piece or two off of him because they're that good.
Yeah, I'm going to hang a few in my office, actually, too.
I wasn't expecting that. First of all, let's make sure we thank the volunteers. We put on events and we go around and do things. We can't get them done without volunteers. And with the crew we had there tonight, that was quite a bit bigger, I think, than the year before, as far as amount of people there. We can't do that without the volunteers. And so from the bottom of my heart and from everyone here at AM 950, thank you very much. You guys are magnificent. You guys are just wonderful. And you never cease to amaze me when it comes to us asking you to do stuff, and you come out in droves and you're just fantastic. So thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. You make these evenings work so well. Of course, Amy Klobuchar, a great speech for her. Jacob Fry had the kickoff speech. We had him up there. Boy, nice to have a good, solid progressive in the mayor's office in Minneapolis. I don't think he's going to, cave as much to the big banks as other previous mayors have. That was a pretty impressive speech from that young man. And young man is the right term. Dear Lord, what happened to me? I had promise at one point in my life. I stand next to Jacob Fry, and I'm like, dear Lord, am I a loser?
Isn't it kind of get scary to the point when the politicians are younger than you now? I run into that sometimes.
Not just that, but I'm standing next to Justin Trudeau Jr. here realizing, ooh, I'm the bridge troll, aren't I? Dear God. All right, so Justin Trudeau Jr. was great. Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, was fantastic. Of course, we had the three candidates. Now, to those, you heard this too, Brett, to those that thought the conspiracy theory was in that Tina Liebling was not invited, we invite everyone. We invite everyone. Tina Liebling did not join us. And by the way, I'll get to this in just a moment. Tina Liebling has withdrawn from the governor's race. That might have been a reason why she didn't want to be there. But that being said, we did have the other three candidates running for the DFL nomination for governor there. Tim Walz, Rebecca Otto, and Erin Murphy all stopped by, all gave great speeches. It was great to see them, all of them working the crowd. That was one thing that was great. The politicians stayed and mingled for a long time. I mean, Walz and Otto got there right away early. Murphy was like 10 minutes behind him. And Murphy then stayed until well past her speech, past my speech. And where I upset all those people from Medina.
I was surprised, too. I was sitting at one of those tables, and all of a sudden I turned around. Oh, that's Tim Walz right behind me.
Yeah, there he is. He's just working the crowd, man. It was just great. If you didn't get a chance, you got to go out there. I was so grateful. Gosh, I can't tell you how disappointed I am when I am the sole VIP. We've had that happen once or twice. Flights get delayed, stuff like that. And so I'll be in there, and that will be the VIP event, and they're coming. They're 5-10 minutes out. But they start off the VIP event, and I technically am the VIP. You know, I already know. I get it. Yeah, what? Yeah, it's Matt. For God's sakes, I get it. But it was great. I walk out. I get there. I'm walking from the parking lot into the Blaisdell, which, once again, a fantastic location. And there's Tom and Norman right there. Just right there. They're hopping out of an Uber or something like that. And in we go. They work the crowd all night long. As a matter of fact, Norman Goldman is possibly one of the hardest working broadcasters I've ever seen. He's up with Fuglesang in the amount of just he never stopped. He never stopped. As a matter of fact, I think we had to pull him off the floor talking to the people to get him up to do his speech, which was a great speech too. Tom Hartman, smartest guy in the room, hands down. I mean, just when my looks were being shattered by the mayor of Minneapolis, my brain was pretty much lapped five or six times by Tom Hartman. Smart as the day is long. And of course, McEntee was out there. Great speech from McEntee. I did comedy. Hey, know your crowd. You know, that's it. Know your strengths.
Hey, those headlines might be true that you brought up during your speech. Those are going to happen.
From the crack scientific department here at AM 950, who've created a time machine, and we've used that time machine only to get headlines from the future. I know. It sounds like a good use of our resources. So that's what we did. And like I said, I had upset the Edina folks, who were already crushed because they got beat by Duluth in the state tournament, hockey tournament. I mean, they're already going, boo-hoo! Boo-hoo! And then that rapscallion McNeil. How dare he? How dare he? We shall go get our matching belts and shoes and go pummel him. Pummel him profusely, I say.
Or pay someone to do it.
Oh, for gosh sakes. We I don't have time to sweat. Go get me one of those large mountain man people. Bring him in here to beat up McNeil. That will be just fine. Ha! He'll learn his lesson that way. Hey, Edina people, you want me to beat up myself? Just pay me a few bucks. I'll do it for you. $1,000? Yeah, I'll punch myself. Yeah, come on. Pass me money. Gimme. Didn't tell me how hard. 952-946-6205. Just a great time. And then the listeners. Guys, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very, very much. You guys always heap a lot of praise on me. I am incredibly grateful for all of you listening right now. I really am. And it is truly a privilege to be able to sit down and talk with you guys every day and talk about the issues as we do. It is so much fun, and I really do appreciate it. I really do. I'm glad that you came on out. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for supporting AM 950. And the final word here, thank you to Chad, who, of course, is the grand poobah around this place. That's a lot of work. And, you know, running those things at night, the night of the event, it's a lot of effort, a lot of time on the ground. He was running around. He did a lot of great things. The reason why Blue State Ball went off pretty much without a hitch was because of Chad. So, you know, a big thanks to him. 952-946-6205. Are you ready for the least productive work week of the year? It is. This makes the week between Christmas and New Year's look like, you know, you've got marketing reports done for the year. It's unbelievable. It's the NCAA tournament bracket that you can fill out. Have you picked a team? Have you done this? I've only been inundated about 7,000 times in the last 24 hours.
I haven't watched any college basketball this year, so I have no idea who's going
to
win.
You know what? You and I are the same, because thanks to the Gophers sucking, and they did, I didn't really catch too many games this year. And so, yeah, I'm not exactly, I don't know what to do. But it is such a business. It is such a business that it truly is amazing that the amount of people that do this sort of thing. It is astounding. So, you know, try to get some work done. Understand you are supposed to be getting a paycheck this weekend. It's not a vacation week.
So if you're looking for the clock in the studio, there might be a basketball game up there. Oh, that's what I was saying.
It's NIT action, I see. We are taking this too far. Brad is in Robbinsdale. Let's bring Brad on in here. By the way, I should mention Cliff Schechter going to be joining us here in just about 15, 20 minutes. Hey, Brad.
Oh, yes. Matt, you're a spokesman and advocate for Toyota automobiles, and customers are willing to pay a premium for, you know, quality engineering. But can you speak to the, the cheap Chinese automobiles that are being dumped on the market here, and especially the deeply discounted Kung Pao model and the Dim Sung? And take that, UAW. They're all made by slave labor.
Well, Brad, I know this. The complexities of tariff laws are. We talked about this last week. It's like the taconite that goes from northern Minnesota. The minute it goes to China and gets processed into steel, it technically becomes the steel there. My Toyota was put together in Tennessee. And they've got the logos on there, and I understand parts are put over there. But once again, the problem here is this: it's twofold. One, if you want to deal with this problem, you should have dealt with this back in the Reagan days when Reagan started really going down this road. And the fact that we never did at that point set this up. Second of all, the biggest problem is not foreign countries. The biggest problem is not foreign countries. The biggest problem is our own executive class who got wined and dined by these foreign countries who basically looked at them and said, shut down your plant in St. Paul, shut down your plant in St. Cloud, shut down your plant in Rochester, shut down your plant in Duluth, and ship them overseas. Guess what? We'll do it for 80% of a cost cut, and you get to pocket all that money because the executive class is more important than anyone else in this country. And because of that, that's where we're at today. And when you look at how you're going to solve this problem, strapping a few implying your, and let's put it this way. Let's just say what Trump was really saying. He was implying he might put some tariffs out there, which whether or not he's serious or not, he's already done the damage. China and the European Union are pretty furious at him for even suggesting this thing. It seems like he might have done this just to try to help this guy win in Pennsylvania, in the Pennsylvania 18th race, where Trump won by 20 points in 2016, and he's now down, the Republicans down by 6. In that race. So it's a 26-point swing. Holy God, there's not a seat in this country that's safe if that's what they're looking at. We'll talk with more about that with Schechter. But no, there are some definite problems here. And, you know, once again, we have to look at how do we encourage our industrial manufacturing base to come back to the United States when the real problem here is that the executive class who have seen their pay skyrocket, triple, quadruple, 100 times, 200 times more than it was at one point. How are you going to convince them to take their salaries back down to where they used to be at $250,000, $300,000 a year when they're getting paid $15, $20 million a year? They're not about to do that unless we get, you know, serious about this stuff. And I'm not for creating isolationism, but I'm also not for just basically throwing out a few code words and tariff and acting like things are going to happen. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
As with their Eat Street sister on Nicollet Avenue, the Bad Waitress at 700 Central and Northeast is committed to working with local purveyors and serving organic food whenever possible. But the Northeast location is a bit more grown up. This finer diner has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu, including the chicken and waffle, with roasted half chicken, bourbon pickled jalapeno corn waffle, and a roasted poblano gravy. Check out the Northeast menu at thebadwaitress.com.
It may seem odd to be thinking about air conditioners in Minnesota in March, but it is better than waiting until the middle of July when you can fry a steak on your sidewalk. Fortunately, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is offering $1,000 or more off high-efficiency air conditioners until March 30th. Save money and spend the summer in cool and relaxing comfort. Visit standardheating.com for details and come visit us at the Minneapolis Home and Garden Show. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
Hello, I'm Dr. Vladimir Bonsurikov, the director and president of the Museum of Russian Art, which hosts the finest collection of Russian art in North America, as well as an award-winning gift shop, Izba. Unique gifts, artworks, and artisan-made products are sourced from artists and jewelers who use traditional Russian materials to create stunning pieces for purchase. Izba Gift Shop is on Facebook and Instagram. Our museum is at tmora.org. Visit Izba Gift Shop for that special gift you will cherish.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Yeah, not only after Blue State Ball, I got some Black Panther yesterday. Go see that movie. Holy God, is that good. That is a darn entertaining film. And I made this comment. I put a blog post out there on Progressive Citizen X. Hands down, they have made 18 films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe age, what they're calling the Marvel Cinematic Universe. 18 films. The worst rated one is Thor Dark World, which was at a 66 on Rotten Tomatoes, which means still more than just a one-person majority still felt it was a worthwhile movie to see. And there are some movie franchises where 66 would be their best film in the franchise.
I was going to say that would probably be one of the best DC movies out there.
Thor
Dark World.
No, the best Marvel movies. You like Marvel? You like Dark World Marvel?
No, I was going to say, 66%, that would be solid for a DC franchise.
Oh, God, you would. You're right.
Yeah.
Outside of Wonder Woman, which was good. Mm-hmm. Christopher Reeve's Supermans were great. The first one and two.
Yeah.
One and two, when they took on Zod, was a great film. Yeah, the Michael Keaton Batmans with Tim Burton helming, those were good. Those first two with Jack Nicholson's Riddler and Danny DeVito's Penguin, those were good. Of course, the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight ones. But all those, they seem to have had people in charge of those films that wanted nothing to do with DC.
Yeah.
And so they can't get out of their own way. I mean, it's amazing. 18 films. Even Harry Potter, and I know I'm about to make some people very angry. Even Harry Potter, let's face it, it was Deathly Hallows Part 1 was a glorified camping trip. It's just, hey, we're out in the woods camping. Great. Seriously, for like 2 hours. Really? Wow. 952-946-6205. Do remind you that Cliff Schechter joining us here in just a moment. Wanted to mention this story. In the wake of the deadly shooting in Parkland, Florida, four Minnesota state senators, including introduced a pair of bipartisan bills on Monday to fight gun violence. Several gun control bills have been introduced at the Capitol over the past 3 weeks. The proposals have led advocates on both sides of the debate to organize rallies in the rotunda in the halls outside committee hearings. Senator Matt Little, DFL from Lakeville, said he authored the bills after speaking with Republicans, NRA members, and his constituents. After a lot of discussion and provisions, Little, Senator Susan Kent, the DFL from Woodbury, Senator Scott Jensen, Republican from Chaska, and Senator Paul Anderson, Republican from Plymouth, crafted two proposals. One bill calls for universal background checks, meaning a federal firearms license dealer would have to be present for all gun transfers and background checks. The other proposal would make it mandatory to report a lost or stolen firearm to law enforcement within 2 weeks. Little argued partisan gridlock is costing lives. What we adults failed to do for 30 years, our kids are doing now, Little said. That shames me. It should shame all of us. More importantly, it should make us up to the and shake us until we realize that doing nothing cannot save us from the next shooting or one after that. At a press conference, Senator Jensen and the rest of the senators said they hope the proposals further discussion. Now, I'll say this. All right. This is, in my mind, a better step forward than just raising the gun age to 21. Both of these should be done. But as I said, when we had the proposal about raising the gun limit from 18 to 21, it was quite literally the least we could do on something like this, and still the Republicans were against it. The fact that in the Senate you do actually have one or two Republicans who I guarantee you are getting a ton of grief right now, who are now saying mandatory background checks should be law in this state. The fact that you have two of them making that statement gives me hope it will get out of the Senate. I have zero doubt that if it did get out of the Congress, that Dayton would sign it. It now comes down to the howler monkey exhibit, which is Kurt Dowd's Minnesota House. And the Republicans there are still basically trying to find their own personal shine boxes for Donald Trump. Donald, come up and visit my district. I want you coming here. So, I mean, and are they going to go on out there and say they want common sense, you know, resolutions? I doubt it. I mean, I think that when you look at the two Republicans, Jensen from Chaska and Anderson from Plymouth, the two Republican senators who are with this, look at where they represent. They're representing districts that if they don't do something to try to appeal to the middle of the road, to independents, they are going to get trounced out of office eventually. And that's not what they want. If you are a Republican, really within the three suburb limit of Minneapolis, St. Paul, you're going to have a heck of a time in this day and age holding that seat unless you start kind of coming back to the realm of sanity, which means when kids are getting shot in schools, you talking about adding guns to every school in the nation, in the state. There are over, 2,000 schools in the state of Minnesota. Over 2,000. Time for Matt's Math Corner? Why not for a quick second here? Let's see here. 2,000 times, what do we figure out just the doors are going to cost? The one access, to the only one access door, is it with x-rays and all that stuff? Is that 500,000 or do we say a million?
We could go low and say 500,000.
Times 500,000, yeah. Okay. That's just going to be for the one door. So that gets us up to, that's quite a bit of money. That my calculator doesn't go that high. All right. That's $1 billion right there. For every 2,000 schools in the nation, in the state at $500,000 just for that one door, no bulletproof glass, no Glocks in the classroom, nothing at any of the other doors, not the hired security guards we're going to have to pay for, just the one scanner x-ray machine at every school in the state of Minnesota, $1 billion. All right. I don't know where are you going to get that money from? And then we've had numerous people who have said, if you're going to have security people in these buildings, how are you going to do that? Are you going to have people a security person there in the evening? What happens if you have a security, you have an event at the library in your school, an event in the gym? One security guard can't be in two places at once. Or are you going to basically limit it to one activity a night? Good luck with that, by the way, in most schools. Holy cow. Good luck with that. One activity at any given time in any given school? Well, you're getting rid of any extracurricular activities. And then what about the stuff like Girl Scouts and stuff that meet in schools? What about those things? Are you going to have a security guard for those? Or are they going to have to pay for their own security guard, and are they no longer going to be able to have their meetings on school property unless they bring, you know, an armed militia in there to keep them safe during their Girl Scout, meeting when they're making macrame plates? What is going to be the solution here? I can tell you right now, I'm glad to see some Republicans starting to come around to rational sensibility and understand that you're not going to be able to gun your way out of this situation. You're not going to be able to spend your way out of this situation. The only way you're going to be able to fix this problem is to get the damn guns off the streets. And taking a step out there to put a serious background check on anyone that's trying to get a gun, well, then that's it. That's a good step. Now, that should be step one of about 50 or 60 different steps. Now, here's the other thing I want to say, and this is the one thing that is in the back of my mind. To Matt Little and Susan Kent and to all other Democrats who are proposing these bills, when the NRA does call you and say, hey, we're going to give you a few million dollars as long as you tone down your rhetoric a little bit, we'll give you $1 million. That'll help you for your election campaign. Just got to tone down your rhetoric a little bit. Tell them thanks, but no thanks. I would rather have your NRA F rating than basically anything else. Let's get Gary in here before we get to Schechter. Gary, you are a fantastic dancer and an incredible artist. Has anyone told you this, Gary?
Yeah, I hear it a lot. I'm getting kind of vain, I think. I got to watch it. Hey, I write a lot of stuff that's been published, too. I don't know if you ever read any of that. But I wanted to tell you that one thing I noticed about the Moustache Ball this year, I've been going ever since I can remember. There's always been a lot of women, but there were more women than ever, I think, there. I brought a couple with me, too. So that was a good sign they're waking up the country, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, for goodness sakes, it's the days of this being a men's only club, I think, are long over at this point. And
yeah, well, they're going to lead the way. They got us beat as far as politics, everything just about. Hey, I was going to say, what was I going to say about, you were talking about the guns, you know, if we can't get laws passed. It just makes sense, you tax the things you don't want, so you should be able to tax the gun manufacturing industry for all the suffering, death, and all the cost of health care, and you should be able to tax the fossil fuel industry, too, the Koch brother types, the Exxons, for all the damage they're doing global warming, because they sure as hell do it to cigarettes.
They have come to this. Hey, Gary, hey, thanks for coming on, man.
Love you. Thank you, man.
Love you. Great to see you at the Blue State Ball. Here's the deal. These corporations, the gun corporations, the oil and gas companies, we are their last bastion. The United States of America allows them to have the freedom that they love at the most, basically almost at a 0% cost for them. Heck, we have a government that gives them money back and gives them, they don't pay any taxes whatsoever, and they still get the freedom and security of this country. This is the hill they're going to die on. They are going to do everything in their power to prevent us from having common sense solutions, such as taxing you for the carnage that you have created on the streets, or taxing you for the amount of CO2 your guys are pouring into our atmosphere. They're going to fight that every step of the way. It's time for us to turn the tables and fight back. And I think the days of us just taking it are over. 952-946-6205. Schechter joins us when we do come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We're experienced in making this process as easy as possible. Whether it is help with pricing your home, assistance in finding movers, or any of the other professionals you might need to get your home sold, we're here for you. Take the worry away by giving us a call today at 612-207-5388. That's 612-207-5388 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Spur your imagination at Stages Theater Company with the steampunk dance-inspired musical, The Nightingale. You will be charmed by the reimagining of Hans Christian Andersen's classic fairy tale as a whirlwind of mayhem when a watchmaker's mechanical bird creates a frenzy in the Mayor's Festival of Progress. A delightfully contagious tune turns into a comical clatter as they yearn for the original Nightingale's songs of natural beauty. Enjoy the journey as the town learns to find balance between technological progress and the healing music of the real Nightingale. This world premiere musical is told through original music and is the sixth collaboration with Escalate Dance. It features ballet, tap, jazz, contemporary, and folk-centric dancing and choreography. The Nightingale runs March 9th to the 25th and will be loved by all ages. For ticket information, visit stagestheater.org.
Hi, Matt McNeil from AM 950. I bought my newest Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota in July, and I'm so in love with it. It's comfortable if I'm running the kids to activities or on a longer road trip. It's safe with backup cameras, blind spot protection, and the safety features Toyotas are known for. And it's fun with the bells and whistles, EcoDrive, sunroof, and so much more. I love my new Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna. Stop into Rudy Luther and test drive one yourself at 394 and 169, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for mostly sunny skies today with a high near 36. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 18. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 35. And Wednesday, sunny with a high around 43. Our Kitchen is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. For over 76 years, it's been a family-owned diner-style restaurant serving classic American comfort food like eggs, French toast, and hamburgers. Plus, their pancakes and hash browns have won numerous awards. Our Kitchen is located off 36th between Aldrich and Bryant, or at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Oh, and go over there for Our Kitchen. Fantastic food. one of the most underrated breakfasts you'll ever find. Weekdays, 6:30 to 3, weekends, 7 to 2. 36 between Aldrich and Bryant for 76 years. It's Our Kitchen, the localminnesota.com restaurant of the week. By the way, doing some additional math on the side for pay for all these things for each school every Republican's putting forward. Just in Minnesota, I'm up to about $1,560,000,000. It's just an additional spending, not for education, not for books or anything like that, just for these security upgrades they're going to have to do. And how much have the Republicans given us? Like $20 each school? Okay, that's not going to work. So, Cliff Schechter is the founder, president of the PR firm Libertas LLC. He's advised campaigns and political organizations run by former President Bill Clinton, Vice President Al Gore, author of the 2008 bestseller The Real McCain, columnist for The Daily Beast, and the exceptional podcast is called Unprecedented, and he is kind enough to join us today. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Matt. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Okay, so you saw my pictures of Blue State Ball, saw me with Amy Klobuchar. You got to do some hobnobbing with the senator yourself this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it was all about you. I could not let you know. I kid. it was a nice coincidence. We were lucky enough to be able to attend a fundraiser for our senator, the only senator that I care about or will name from the state of Ohio, which is Sherrod Brown, great progressive fighter, and got a great picture of my wife with Sherrod. So I put that up on Facebook. That was, but I noticed you and Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah. Tim Walz.
I was lucky enough to meet her once before. I don't know if I ever told you that.
No.
She was in town for an event that we were there about women in politics that was being held. I feel like it was the, she was in town for an event that we were there about women in politics going on that I was involved in throwing. And she stopped by, which was pretty darn cool of her. Mm. So I liked her. She seemed like a very nice person.
Speaking of women in politics.
Where are we going?
Betsy DeVos? Oh, yeah, we're going to Betsy DeVos. You saw that. I'm presuming you saw what was – okay, I'm in a restaurant last night getting pizza with my kids before we head over to church on Sunday night. And they didn't have the volume on, but they had the text screen, the closed captioning. And for a while there, I'm thinking, is the closed captioning guy just missing stuff here? Because she sounds like a complete and total idiot. She can't be this bad this far into it. Then I went and actually listened to the actual audio.
I forgot that she's a Trump. She was appointed by Trump, and anything is possible.
Oh, that was a train freaking wreck last night on 60 Minutes.
It was awesome that was it. Leslie Stahl went to how things were going, and she's take away resources from schools, and you know it's great, and she she's bragging about all this stuff, and didn't think to sort of be prepared to answer the questions about Michigan, her home state. Where the DeVoses have been, which you may know and others listening may know, have been sort of, they're like the Koch brothers of that state. I mean, they've done this stuff nationally, but they've been particularly pernicious, in Michigan, where their guy, Schneider, was elected and has implemented all these so-called quote-unquote reforms the DeVos family has pushed for in schools. And it's been an absolute disaster. I mean, there's never any accountability that comes with that. What do you expect from the family that made their money from Amway? Turn people into drones and get them to go out and sell people garbage they don't need, and you you make millions or billions. In this case, they don't want any accountability for their buddies who are busy making all sorts of money off of these schools, and only in America, where we have Fox News, by the way, and right-wing radio, can you sell a concept such as taking resources away from schools will make them better?
Yes.
It's like, it reminds me of, just give people more guns and we'll be safer, or just take away birth control and there'll be fewer abortions, or, I mean, just keep going. Like, the things they say that you don't need to know anything about anything, just common sense to be like, that sounds ridiculous. And yet they convince their own people that this stuff is actually true. And their lawmakers are able to pass this garbage. I mean, it's incredible. It's happened here in Ohio too, and it's been an absolute disaster. I mean, we have one of the worst charter school systems probably in the country. All these guys there's lawsuits across Ohio. These guys have lost money. Whatever. This is all DeVos type stuff. This is what she's taking nationally. You know, and she looked like she understood it about as well as that. In the interview.
Well, and then you have the point. I mean, and what she was trying to say was she was trying to divert this off to you know, kind of her plans for the nation in these plans. But when Leslie Stahl kept going back and saying, well, you were in charge of Michigan, you drove this in Michigan, have you visited one underperforming public school in Michigan, which they're all worse under your plan? Have you visited one?
And that was great.
And have Betsy DeVos sit there and say she has not even gone to one underperforming public school unannounced or not planned on it.
Once. Not on purpose.
Yeah, not on purpose.
I mean, there was that time the limo broke down and Chambers, the butler, got out to switch the tire up and trying to, you know, and she had to seek refuge in a school in one of those neighborhoods, I'm sure. But otherwise, I mean, it's, yeah, that's a great way to know that your programs are working. Don't show up there and actually see. I mean, you know, but like, what, I don't even know what to say, because she may only be like tied for, you know, she may be tied for like the eighth worst or fifth worst. I mean, they're all tied, right? I mean, they're either getting $31,000 dining sets or, you know, $130,000 doors like Zinke, or, I mean, these people are just the most atrociously corrupt and stupid people. It is literally a murderer's row of imbeciles that they've collected for this cabinet. So I love that.
A murderer's row of imbeciles. They do. Although your fourth spot is definitely DeVos. I mean, she or Carson, and you can switch those two guys out. But what's remarkable is this, is that she was despised when she was placed as the Secretary of Education. Her numbers have gotten nowhere better. And the reason why is because of exactly what you saw last night. This is a woman that feels as if she is doing the best job ever at Secretary of Education, and she hasn't done squat.
No, she has. I mean, she has no ideas about it. Her ideas in education were formed from the fact that she's a billionaire, privileged billionaire whose husband, I think, or was it the earlier generation of the family, came up with literally like a cult like corporate scam to get people to give hand over money for stupid garbage they don't need. These people got rich, and which is, you know, hell, they got rich. I guess they did it legally, so they have that right. But it doesn't make you, because you pulled that off, doesn't make you an expert in education. Doesn't mean you have a clue. And they have tried to sell this. I know, because I've done, you know, I worked with a group that was fighting back against some of these charter groups. So I know the DeVos as well. I had a big client about 2-3 years ago for about 6-9 months. And, you know, a lot of it was in Ohio, Michigan, and Florida, these states where some of the worst of these abuses have happened, you know. And it's, some of it's happened in Minnesota, too, by the way.
Oh,
I remember,
yeah,
Minnesota popping up. If I remember correctly, Minnesota may have been the state where one of the school principals, I think it was a principal or administrator, took the money that was supposed to go to textbooks and actually went to a strip club with it. I'm not kidding. This was an actual episode. Like, these are the kinds of examples we were putting together of what this whole, you know, it's not to say there's never a place for charter schools. Nonprofit charter schools have proven to be successful. If you have a private company where you've got people who are passionate, maybe one charter school, two charter schools, but like in any other business, when you let it become a factory, these guys who want to run 50, 100, 200,000 charter schools, whatever, do you think they care about education? Of course not. They're there. They're trying to suck money out of our system. And that's what they do. And they leave us with the bag at the end and uneducated kids. It's ridiculous.
No, they did that in Minnesota. They had a news story in the Star Tribune. The DeVos people fed a bunch of information to make public school numbers look worse. They folded the charter school numbers into the public school numbers like 5 times over to try to drop their numbers, to try to make charter schools look better. And it didn't work. They got caught on that one. Let's move on to something, though, that's actually got some pretty potential for some seismic shifting within this country. And this is this Pennsylvania 18 race. It's a special election that's going to happen tomorrow. The Democrat right now, this is a strong Republican seat. It's a 20-point win for Trump in 2016. The Republican right now is trailing by 6, which is
right.
A 26.
New Monmouth poll.
Yeah, the 26-point swing in that district. We don't need to necessarily get into the nuances of the Pennsylvania poll, but what you and I have talked about ever since this guy took office is that it's almost immediately voters got energized that weren't voting last time, and people that were in the Republican Party that were willing to give this guy a chance once they saw what was going on were starting to leave. Needless to say, 26-point swings generally do not happen unless there is something on a large scale, and it's happening almost in every one of these races.
It's insane, actually. I mean, the one in, you know, and you hear about the big ones, right? Alabama was, I think, a 31-point switch when we won that Senate seat. So you hear about that. or you know, but you don't hear about the smaller ones, or you hear about a race like the Ossoff race where we didn't end up pulling it off. We only gained like 22 points or something and then lost by a point or two, whatever it was. So you haven't heard as much about it, but this is consistently happening. A bad race right now, one where we're underperforming, is one where we only have picked up 10 to 14 points. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is unheard of. Like the ones like this one. So, I mean, it's not done yet. I mean, you're listening to this show and you're in Allegheny County, you're in the Pittsburgh area, you should get people out to vote. You should get out to vote. You live anywhere near there, drive people to the polls and do everything. But I mean, it's another one of these cases where you've got the right candidate for the right district. You've got a Democrat who's a former prosecutor and a Marine who's charismatic. He appeals to a lot of the area's voters who are Republicans who may be disgusted with Trump for any number of 10,000 reasons, right? And you know, and I don't even think they made the right. They sent Trump in there to do this crazy rally that CNN covered like an infomercial, which ironically they should never do because it's ridiculous. But it may have hurt him because he's not popular. Mm-hmm. People slowly, even in the areas that support him, are seeing, you know, that he's a con man and he's not bringing back coal or he's not bringing them anything. They're all in the same situation they were in before. And so, I mean, it is incredible. That Monmouth poll, well, it's important. I'm always, you know, I don't ever believe one poll or two, but a couple have showed Lamb leading. The big thing there is that same poll a month ago had him losing 49-46. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, or 49-45, I think, actually. So he's gained 6 points. The other guy's lost a few. I mean, that's a real sort of move. That trend lines are in his favor. So, I mean, it looks like right now they turn their people out. This will be as big a shock to the system because it's this congressional race. It's a big race, unlike the smaller ones you hear about Oklahoma or South Carolina or, you know, the one in Wisconsin, that state Senate seats. But those don't stay in the consciousness as long.
No.
And I think this is a bigger deal. And, you know, I mean, it's a big deal thinking about your state because there's a number of those kind of like, isn't Paulson in one of those districts?
Yeah, like, Paulson could be in trouble.
those suburban where there are well-educated Republicans, which is going to become an oxymoron soon. Because you can't be well-educated and sit there and look at this garbage and think that anything's going right.
Well, and you bring up the Trump speech. I mean, two things I want to bring up and ask you about. First of all, the Trump speech. I mean, it was – what are you doing? You make a racist comment about Maxine Waters, which really is disgusting. But then all of a sudden it becomes a 2016 speech of Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's nowhere near this ballot, you idiot. I don't know where he thought he was going with that. But then,
well, he doesn't think. He's not where he thought. I mean, you're giving him too much credit right there. Well, you know, I mean, he just – all he can do is talk about himself. It's all he knows how to do.
Let me ask you one thing, though, about this race. Do you – someone brought this up at the Blue State Ball, and I've been running around my head ever since. Do you think that this whole thing with the tariffs was just to try to win this race?
It's funny. I was talking about that on – you know, we did the podcast earlier. And John and I were talking about it, and I should say the name of my podcast, right? Unprecedented.
Of course.
And I thought about that. I was like, I think that could legitimately be it because this is obviously you think of Pittsburgh, you think of, I don't know, Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, you think of steel. It's what it was known for. And this is an area where the areas where steel tariffs potentially could benefit people, even though I'd argue overall not good for the economy. And so it does seem, if you think about the timing, it's much like with the Russia stuff and everything else. This guy doesn't know how to sort of conceal anything. He's too dumb. So, I mean, it's all right there in front of you. He makes a big announcement without prepping his people, and he does it a week beforehand. My guess is somebody came to his office and said, these polls look bad, and our guy looks like he's going to lose. Let's just talk about steel tariffs. We can prop up the winner. There's no basis of ever actually, you know, thought of carrying through and doing what people need or the rest. That never enters this guy's mind. It's all about BSing people. So, yes, I do think it was about that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'd almost bet my life on it. It was about that because there's never a long-term plan that involves thinking with Trump. It's always whatever, you know, pops into his addled brain, you know, that moment or whatever pops out of his mouth, like at that speech where he just says what jumps into his head. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Cliff Schechter joining us. Cliff, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk Stormy Daniels because this is not going away. And I think this finally seems we've gotten to the point, the issue which is driving the evangelicals away from Trump. Cliff Schechter joining us. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
How long will I love you? As long as... Tom Hartman here, letting you know that better energy is finally affordable. With All Energy Solar, Minnesota's number one local home solar provider, you can go solar with little or no money down. Qualified property owners could even see a return on investment in less than 1 year. Xcel Energy's Solar Rewards Incentive Program is available first come, first serve, and federal tax credits are available for a very limited time. Schedule your free solar assessment today. Visit allenergysolar.com. That's allenergysolar.com.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service.
This is Bill McLeslie, owner of IP House in Minneapolis. I started IP House with the mission of making technology simple again. Over the last 10 years, my team has helped hundreds of businesses with their technology. We provide on-site support and technical strategy for businesses just like yours. If your technology has you feeling on edge, call us. We take the mystery out of technology and make things simple again. IP House, supporting businesses just like yours every day. 612-337-6337.
Kevin Ross here, inviting you to our brand new store called Ambibulous. What does Ambibulous mean? It means one who enjoys alcoholic beverages of all sorts. Ambibulous is a Minnesota maker's market. Unlike traditional liquor stores, we feature only craft beer, wine, and spirits made here in Minnesota. We are ready to guide your selections, where you can build your own four or six packs. Find us at 949 Hennepin Avenue East in Northeast Minneapolis or online at ambibulousmn.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Cliff Schechter, kind enough to join us right now. Unprecedented is the podcast. By the way, we're going to spotlight this interview. We've determined that already just off the line. Murderer's Row of Imbeciles describing Trump's cabinet. That's worthwhile. We'll put spotlight this a little bit later on. Well,
thank you. You're too kind, as always.
Cliff, the Stormy Daniels, as much as, I mean, there's the snickering element of it, the shock element of it, the non-shock element of it, the reality is this has got enough of a scandal around it. I mean, there has not really been anything like this probably since, you know, Grover Cleveland way back when, and he was a real weirdo. But, you know,
yes. I don't think they had Twitter yet.
They didn't. But, I mean, to have a porn star that you had slept with, you had an affair with, that you had paid off through your lawyer, through a shadow company, and then you never signed under a fake name, and you never signed the document, which made the document illegal. There's no binding nature to it. Now she wants to give the money back. She's done an interview with 60 Minutes, which is supposed to air next weekend. The president is trying to frantically legally shut them down. But you also see evangelicals finally, I don't know if how in the world they didn't wake up when he mocked a disabled man. I don't know. But they finally have said him paying off a porn star is too much, and they're starting to abandon him, which is good. Is this really going to be the thing that takes him down?
No pun intended, but thank God. I mean, like, you'd think you're right. Mocked a disabled man, the racism, the xenophobia, you know, all the other things. You'd think there are other things about Christianity that Christianity doesn't stand for that might get you to sort of leave Trump and not want to support him. I mean, it wasn't like before this, he'd had three wives and five kids with the three of them. And frankly, I couldn't care less about that part of it. But evangelicals claim to care about that when it's any Democrat, right? Mm-hmm. All sorts of public affairs where he's bragged about things. I mean, the guy bragged about his penis size during a debate. That might be something that evangelicals who were all freaked out, Bill Bennett and the Book of Virtues and all these hypocrites that just Bill Clinton was lowering the bar. Yeah, you know, he didn't brag about his penis size during a debate. So, I mean, you know, if this, I mean, have you seen numbers? Because I haven't seen any. I'd be glad to hear that this is finally it for the evangelicals. But it's like, oh, my God. I mean, it's how much, what could be more tawdry about this? He's not only cheating on his wife with a porn star. He's doing it right just months after his son, his youngest child, Baron, is born with her. He's out doing this. And then, quite illegally, because it doesn't matter if he made the payoff or the lawyer did, and I don't know about you, but my lawyers don't tend to just make $130,000 payoffs for me without telling me. So I'm going to go with that didn't happen. But if even if it did, either way, it's either a campaign finance violation or it's others. So, I mean, it breaks the law no matter what happened. So it's like how much does, you know, how vile can any individual be? You know, and can you imagine? Let me add one more thing. Do you see? I mean, they're frantically trying to block this interview and block her from talking. She wants out, of course, because Trump did what he always does, which is he doesn't want to be held to anything binding him. So he doesn't sign it. I'm sure that was quite purposefully.
Yeah.
Now she's using that against him. I mean, the guy brags about everything, as we know. He can't shut up the way he couldn't shut up about Hillary Clinton and other stuff. Can you imagine what Stormy Daniels might know? I mean, well, any woman, anybody who spent that amount of time with him, which she might. And for all I know, she heard him talking to Putin on the damn phone.
Well, like, and
we don't know.
And you talk about blue dresses way back when. I mean, by the sounds of it, there is text pictures, there's chat messages, text messages. This has a potential of really kind of, you know, blowing up in his face. But the reality is, you know, it's how bad are his lawyers? I bought a house and I had a mortgage professional, which would, you know, as far in the legal realm is, you know, not exactly a courtroom lawyer, but they knew enough that I needed to sign every piece of paper and initial every place I needed to initial, and they went through that document meticulously, and at no point did his lawyer say, oh, wait a minute here, he never signed this, we need to make that happen. These are some of the most incompetent damn lawyers I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah, the only thing I can conclude here is in some part of this country, they found a way to combine a law school and a clown school into one. and that's where Michael Cohen went to law school, because I mean, the guy is just, I mean, it's just a reminder. It's sort of, that was the precursor and a predictor, frankly, of what our cabinet would look like, which you and I were just talking about, because he only puts people about around him who are slavishly, will kiss his butt, will be devoted to him, will do whatever he wants them to do, will not speak up to him and not argue with him. It's all about blind loyalty to him, which he doesn't return, by the way. It's never about competence. So why would his lawyers be any different? And nobody's ever had the gall, for the most part, to stand up to him, because he has the resources, you know, and the viciousness to threaten most people, so they back down. But now that there may actually be a test of this joke of a lawyer, I mean, of course he's failed on every count, because he doesn't know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Never has, you know. Trump world.
I wonder if Melania will get Mar-a-Lago in the divorce.
That would be awesome.
Well, and someone brought up the point, said maybe the big problem that he's having with this whole thing is that his, you know, prenup agreement, the out clause is if he fools around and it's caught and there's definitive proof. If that's in the prenup, then basically, yeah, he's going to be on the line for half of what he has.
I mean, that would be hilarious. And it would just be perfect, because what this presidency has been, we might as well have a divorce proceeding going on while he's president too. I mean, we've crossed every other boundary and every other line. Why not cross that one too?
Right? Yeah, exactly. I imagine there's probably already been conversations with Melania at that. Our final quick question for you here. I don't want to hear about your Yankees. How are the Reds looking? Are they looking like they're going to have a decent team this year?
I will not mention the Yankees, I promise, except for other times I'm on your show. The Reds are the Reds. I wish the Reds would put a little more effort into keeping some of those guys. We just let Zach Cozart go, which doesn't make me happy. I'm hoping for the best. That's all I can say. I live in Cincinnati now. I'm raising my kids here. I want to have an awesome team, but I don't know what to expect at this point. So let's hope for the best.
We're free agent central all of a sudden in Minnesota, so we got a ton that came in. So I don't
know. I know. You guys.
Will it be enough to catch up to the Indians? I don't know, but I will say this is I feel pretty good. It looks like we might have a decent Twins team this year. So
that's right. Maybe when Derek Rose is done with the Timberwolves, you can have him play baseball too.
Hey, I'll put him next to Buxton in the outfield in a heartbeat.
All right, see, Cliff, there you go.
Unprecedented. I'll put all the links out as I always do, Cliff. Unprecedented is the podcast on Patreon. Go subscribe. Pay for it. It's fantastic. Of course, find him at the Daily Beast as well. Cliff Schechter. Cliff, thank you very much. We'll spotlight this a little bit later on.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Matt.
Take care, my friend. Cliff Schechter, beautiful, beautiful. And like I said, the description, just take this, run with it tonight. Trump's cabinet is a murderer's row of imbeciles. Nice. We got Mike McEntee. He's coming on in next. Thanks once again for all the great fun at the Blue State Ball. We'll be back on a Tuesday. Till then, see ya.